All right, so this is Ben. I am actually here at the Record Point booth with Anthony. So we're just going to do a quick interview on Record Point, kind of get a little bit about who they are, what they are. So Anthony, why don't you first just introduce yourself, who you are, what you do?
Yeah, thank you, Ben. So out there, I'm Anthony Woodward. I'm the CTO at Record Point and one of the founders. I have a long background in working on compliance solutions for a bunch of different solutions around the world. Originally from Australia, you can hear from my accent, but now based in Seattle.
All right, sounds good. I know everybody loves the accent. They get tired of listening to Scott and I. We don't have any cool accents.
Yeah. Well, everyone in Australia would love your accent, so you'd be fine over there.
All right, so it just matters on where you are. It's
contextual.
All relative, right?
It's
yeah,
contextual.
Exactly, based on where you are. So I know Microsoft had some announcements, SharePoint compliance stuff. What were some of those announcements that kind of directly impact you guys, some of the compliance stuff you guys do?
Yeah, look, we were lucky enough to kind of have a bit of an insight to that pre-conference. Microsoft took us through what they were going to launch here. And you know, they really brought a whole bunch of additional tools into the platform around the advanced data governance layers. So really looking further at their capability to tag information, label information, and then a new dashboard around how to manage disposals. So you know, it's fantastic because that's allowed us to build out some additional capabilities that complement what they're doing.
Very cool. So what are, as you kind of dive into that, what are some of those additional capabilities you guys can add, you guys can bring to the table?
Yeah, top five. So first is that we add a deeper capability to apply retention schedules to more complex data. So Office 365 with those new capabilities does a whole bunch of really great stuff for organizations that have a simple set of processes. We can then value add onto that with the more complex set of processes. So
okay.
Things like multiple phase retention schedules, things like different ways of classifying data, add automatic tagging or multiple tags, we bring that through. And we also have no restrictions around the number of tags that you can have. So there are still some constraints in the platform that, for a very complex organization that would hold you back. Second thing, we add things like physical records, so the ability to manage your old paper records. Now, again, not every organization has those, but there's a lot of organizations out there that still have paper in boxes, and they still need to know where that paper in boxes is. We add that capability to ADG. You can use the retentioning and the labeling that Microsoft's enhanced here in, at Ignite. We pull that in, and you can add that to your physical records, and then have that experience with those paper records inside of Office 365. So that's quite neat as well.
All right, very cool.
And then we've extended that out further where you can take those labels and those compliance tags and apply them to other endpoint applications. Applications like Box, Dropbox, file shares from within what you've set up in Office 365. So it means that you can kind of do a setup once with one interface, drive that into those other applications, and then manage all the data across your data estate in one consistent fashion.
Okay.
And then fourth, getting to my fifth point, is that we've then looked at how to automate more succinctly the processes that wrap around record keeping. So how do I go out to an end user and ask if something could be destroyed? How do I tell an end user there's not enough metadata in that process and flag that back to them? So in place inside the document library is this automated intelligence that knows that document probably didn't have enough data to be compliant, or that document needs to be reviewed and assessed by someone and have different tags applied to it. So we've automated that up so you've got more of that compliance. And then fifth, the last thing that we've really focused on is how do we do that really cost effectively for organizations in making sure they can take an existing legacy ECM system, you know, your Documentums, your OpenTexts, those sorts of older tools that are out there, and then lift them into the cloud really cheaply. So, but do that in a compliant way that's highly auditable and make sure the data is authentic and that you know what you've got when you get there.
Okay, very nice. So when you're putting Record Point in there, getting Record Point going, is it something, does it live in Azure? Does it live within SharePoint? Do you have to have some servers? How does that side of it work?
Well, the core service lives in Azure, and it's built on the Azure Services Fabric. So it's a microservices-based component model.
Okay.
That you can pick and choose the bunch of applications you want. So you don't have to have all of it. You can have some of it. You could just have the physical records to complement ADG. You could have bundling, which is more extensive. There are a number of different products that come out of those microservices. It gives us a fairly easy, simple stack. Now, don't be confused with the word Azure in there, because it actually does deploy on on-prem as well. The services fabric is on-prem deployable. So we can run both in an on-prem state and a service state. In a cloud state.
Okay.
So you have both options available to you.
Awesome. So completely unrelated to compliance, what was your favorite announcement that you heard at Ignite? If you could pick anything, any platform, any product?
Look, I was really, I did a bunch of work many years ago at university around quantum computing.
Okay.
And the 15 minutes they did on quantum computing, it's just fantastic to see Microsoft now actually, it's integrated in, right? This was a theoretical, I'm old enough to see this as a theoretical process. It wasn't something that was practical at the time. And now we're actually seeing that it's getting real time in a business conversation where people have been walking around the conference talking about how quantum computing is going to change their business. And that's quite nice to see that transition's occurring where quantum computing is like kind of a thing.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That was awesome. The amount of brain power that must have been on there, that was on the stage during that announcement. It was cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic. I loved it.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Anthony. Appreciate the interview.
Glad
we could get you on. And yeah, maybe we'll talk to you again more.
Enjoyed it. Yeah, thank you very much.
All right. Thanks.